Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My job is to tell it like it is.
And now it's the Saturday Show with Jeffrey.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday and welcome in to the Sports Byline Saturday Show. I'm Jeff Rich. Alongside, I have Shane Koenig. What a time on the sports calendar, of course. We've got a very interesting couple weeks ahead in Major League Baseball. Full slate of college football games on this Saturday. Of course, we could revisit week one in the NFL. Some news going on in other places, milestones being set. But unfortunately, I'd be remiss if I did not start with tragedy close to home for both Shane Koenig and myself, probably more so Shane, given that I know that the big news was Wednesday afternoon's assassination of, I'll just say, political advocate Charlie Kirk in Orem, Utah. But the story that kind of, you know, put in the shadows was school shooting in Evergreen, Colorado. Shane, I know that you live close to where the probably the most infamous mass shooting was at Columbine High School back in 1999. My loose connection to this is that Charlie Kirk is being laid to rest at a mortuary walking distance from my previous home, the first house that I bought here in Phoenix. But Shane, could you touch on those two subjects before we can have some fun with the conversation?
Sure. The Colorado is been, I don't want to say an epicenter, but we've had a lot of public shootings that have happened. And of course, Columbine is the most infamous. And here in Evergreen, they're talking about how, because of Columbine and because of a lot of the world changes, there were a lot of people that didn't have to see this person. This person didn't have access to a large majority of the school due to the protocols that we have here in Colorado. So it kind of sums up where we're at. And then also the Charlie Kirk thing, it's a lot about mental stability and influence and how people react to other people when they're having conversations that are different from them. And unfortunately, that person didn't know how to control those emotions and verbalize them. So sad times all around.
I digested that news, and to be honest with you, I'm still a little bit shaken up because he was killed for giving his opinion. I don't think that anybody is going to, decapitate me because I don't have an adoration for LeBron James, but it's a little bit in the same category. More fun on the other side. It's a Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Sports Overnight America. All right, everybody, welcome in. It's the Saturday show. Jeff Rich and Shane Koenig with you. Let's say what's up to Daniel Ogden up in San Francisco. We'll bring you in here periodically, Daniel.
What up?
All right. Week two in the National Football League. I'm trying to go through it. Daniel, you're the only one that's happy. You're the only one that comes away out of week one with a little bit of joy in your life. Yes, it was the Carolina Panthers, but also, you know, you can't be better than 1-0 after playing one game. So congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars in a weather-delayed game. They took care of business. Takeaways from Jacksonville's start on the football field.
I think the biggest takeaway is I could not be more impressed with Liam Cohen as a coach. I think there's something about, it's not just the play calling, but there's something about like the way that he holds himself and the way that the players respond to him that's just so unlike Doug Peterson. And I think my favorite aspect of what I've heard him talk about in his you know, press conferences and et cetera, that I, again, never really heard during Peterson's time, is he really talks about wanting the team to find their identity. And I think that's so important for a football team to kind of know who they are, and, you know, what their identity is. Like, you know, are they a smash mouth running team? Are they a defensive team? Like, what is the team's identity? And I think that's really important for teams that end up being successful.
All right, Shane, with the Chiefs playing 8 days ago, we actually got to weigh in on their week one performance. They'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that beat them at the beginning of this losing streak of theirs, which is all of two games. They lose Xavier Worthy in a pretty gory collision, and he's going to be out. Where do the Chiefs go without Worthy as an offensive weapon, and how do they approach this week two game? I'd stop short of saying that the sky is falling in Kansas City, but there's got to be some concerns there.
Yeah, I think that the fans of the Chiefs were expecting to have the best receiving core that they've had since Tyreek Hill was there and Rashee Rice gets suspended for the first six games, and the go-to guy last year that should have taken a step forward is Xavier Worthy, and he gets knocked out. The positive is that Thornton, coming from the Patriots, has had a lot of strong chemistry during the preseason with Patrick Mahomes, so he is a speed aspect that hopefully can fill in. And their draft pick, Jalen Royals, is a great after-the-catch guy. Think of it as a faster Juju Smith-Schuster, very similar to Rashee Rice. So if those guys can get healthy and be playing, they'll have at least a general floor that isn't quite as down as people think. But they have a lot of moving parts that they need to come together, whether that happens in game two or happens game five or six or even after that when Rashee Rice is back. They hopefully will have a team that can put together a good season. But right now it feels like preseason football with people coming off the injury report and trying to get healthy and get into a playing shape. And if that happens, I think they'll be okay. But there are a lot of moving parts that are concerning.
All right. By week three, fans in Western Missouri can finally be excited about about a Kansas City Royals again. All right. Stupid joke, but let's, I want to talk about the Packers primarily here, but I am going to visit the Cleveland Browns, who don't have any problems on defense. I think that Jim Schwartz is exactly the right guy for the personnel that they have. I think that they have good personnel despite the absence of Martin Emerson. And I'm, you can't put everything on the kicker. I think that the Browns, as solid as they are on the offensive line, they did not look the part when they were running the football. I think that they're, yes, they're missing Nick Chubb, but more so the legal complications with Quinshon Judkins over the offseason really put Dylan Sampson and Jerome Ford in a bad place. And balls bouncing out of receivers' hands into Cincinnati Bengals defenders' arms, was obviously part of that as well. I want to touch on this because there's a lot of people that are a little bit upset in Cleveland as the Ravens celebrate their 30th year or their 30 years of football in Baltimore with the Cleveland Browns in town. Look, it's the home opener. It's the home opener for Baltimore. They were in Buffalo last week. Epic game, by the way, on Sunday night. I talked about it during the week. Browns fans that are upset about this need to get over it. And I can cite two events where the losing franchise was there for the celebration of it. And I could go back to 2009. We were in San Diego. I believe it was like Memorial Day weekend. And the Cubs were in town. 2009 is 25 years after 1984, when the Padres were celebrating their first of two at the time, and still National League pennants, and they did it in front of the Cubs. I thought about it briefly that it was the Cubs' misery that they're celebrating, but it's also the Padres' success. And then a little closer to home for me, the Cleveland Indians, because it's 30 years since their first American League pennant in a long time. The previous one was 1954. They celebrated it last month with the Seattle Mariners in town, who they took down in the American League Championship Series. These things happen. You're not picking. This is a celebration of your team, and you are not picking at scabs, even though, you know, that might be the collateral damage of the situation. I think teams have every right to, you know, to celebrate milestones and anniversaries however they see fit. Ohio State in, what was it, 2012 celebrated their 10th anniversary with Michigan in town in the final game. And, you know, I don't think that Michigan was any more upset with Ohio State for doing that at the time. So this is one of those things that might play big on Cleveland radio, but I'm not gonna shed any tears over Baltimore celebrating something like this, because you know what, they lost the Colts in almost a worse fashion than Cleveland lost the Browns. So, you know, go for it. Celebrate your team. You have a whole generation of fans that have no acknowledgement of this team, you know, existing as a Cleveland Browns franchise. You know, and you know, to that point, even further, these, you know, those fans didn't lose the Colts, you know, and then, you know, perhaps in a move of, some hypocrisy, take a team from another city. So, like I said, go on and celebrate, Ravens fans. And then, the Green Bay Packers are looking, you know, we've only got a couple minutes left here, so we'll pick it up on the other side. But, Micah Parsons seems to be a solid addition, and this through two games, and we're all prisoners of the moment, seem like a very good football team. About a minute to go here, Shade. I'll let you take it out.
Jordan Love being healthy is key to that team. Whenever he's healthy, they're going to be successful. They added another awesome player on the defensive end, so now they have two huge players that make big differences, healthy and ready to go. So they're looking like, if not the best team, the second best team in the NFC. So,
and I think that right across the Beltway is possibly still, despite the fact that they're 0-1, the best team in the AFC. And I got to make sure that I'm not wearing any purple here, because I'm starting to lose my Browns card with all of this Ravens praise. But good football is good football, and I thought that we saw one of the best NFL regular season games in a long time on Sunday night.
When you look at their regular season games and all the good regular season games that the Ravens are in, and even in the playoffs, they just seem a little cursed. So we'll see if they can knock that curse off this year and advance in the playoffs farther than they've ever been.
All right, it's Shane's segment on the other side. This is the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Daniel Ogden's here. I'm Jeff Rich, and we'll be right back.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
If you listen.
Welcome to the Saturday Show. I am Shane Koenig in Denver, Colorado. Always have the wonderful mountains here, beautiful day. I always am, well, not always, most of the time during the winter, I'm pretty jealous of Jeff Rich. He's in Arizona and it's warm pretty much year round there. They get their dust storms every once in a while, but Jeff is in Arizona, always in the heat. And then when we need our coastal bias, we go to Daniel Ogden on the West Coast, and he mans the boards, make sure we're always up and running and doing the legwork so that our voices get out on the air. And the two sports that I talk about, Jeff and I talk off the air, and he said, "Do you want to talk about baseball?" And I said, "I do, but that's blasphemous because you're the baseball guy." So we're going to talk about basketball. We're going to talk about the biggest news coming out in quite some time in the off season, which is the Clippers having a completely different owner that is all in and seems to be ready to go with the Clippers taking over LA and new stadium and new energy and kind of the same old stuff, doing some shady stuff that got brought to the public attention. Basically, to summarize, the Clippers had a partnership with a company called Aspiration that is about green initiatives, especially involving tree planting, and this company paid Kawhi Leonard $7 million a year over a 4-year period, and Kawhi didn't do anything, and the company folded, and there's an investigation on whether or not this was a way, that's a simple breakdown, a way for the LA Clippers to circumvent salary cap challenges because Kawhi didn't take a max deal. And now that there's $28 million that was given to a player for doing nothing, they're under investigation. And the big part of that is last time an investigation happened, that was with Joe Smith and the Minnesota Timberwolves, where they were working outside of the normal free agent period and were circumventing salary cap challenges, and they got hit with huge sanctions. If I remember correctly, they had to void out the contract. They lost 4 draft picks, first round picks, and that can put a program way behind if that happens now. There are some other ins and outs that are happening there, but I always love to hear. I know Jeff is a huge proponent of salary caps are, I don't want to say the devil's work. I don't think you think it's that drastic, but you don't think that there should be salary caps. It should be a free market. If you feel that value of a player is $100 million and you have the money to pay him, you should pay them. So where does this stand in the salary cap circumvention and salary cap presence world for you, Jeff?
Well, I think it's shiesty, to say the least. Where my mindset is with these employees that are being laid off and taking pay cuts, and this company's hemorrhaging money, and they get this $2 million investment, which is, forgive the cliche, but deck chairs on the Titanic as far as, what this company needed to be able to recover from where they were. And, I think I compare it less to the Minnesota Timberwolves and more to Enron and MCI yep. WorldCom, as far as, you know, executives getting bonuses while, you know, people are losing their pensions or, you know, losing their livelihood at the very least. And I think about those aspiration employees that, stop getting paychecks immediately, and you know we're forced to find work while they've got bills to pay. Meanwhile, we get this $2 million investment into the company, and then we turn it around and give what is it, like 92% of it? It's too early for math on a Saturday morning, but $1.75 out of $2 million goes to somebody that's done absolutely nothing for the company that you used to work for. And I would question Steve Ballmer. I would, question Uncle Dennis, not Uncle Dennis, but Uncle Dennis, Dennis Wong.
They just need to talk to the Dennises. Yeah. The Dennises need to have a conversation.
We need to have a Dennis appointment over this.
Exactly.
And if you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, this kind of relates to the dentist system in some kind of ways. But I think that it's I think of the little guy, man. I'm not too concerned, because I think that there's just so much salary cap manipulation in at least the NBA and the NFL. I can't really speak to the NHL because I'm just not familiar with the business side of it that well. But I think that everybody's cheating in some type of way with the salary cap, the soft cap, the hard cap. And, the NBA is trying with these aprons, but, this is one of those things that doesn't get caught up in the aproning and the structure of the salary cap. This is something that's just, it's like getting paid under the table. It's paying somebody under the table to avoid the, to hide it from the IRS, which, my opinion on the government really doesn't have a place here. But I do think that it's dirty work. And after Donald Sterling, I think that Steve Ballmer comes in. He's this very transparent person. He's very excited about his basketball team. He's this, he's this new blood, and Clippers have always been kind of that laughing stock of the NBA, and they're going to go right back to it, especially, if they, threw all this money at Kawhi, and Kawhi, A, rarely plays, and B, he's dirty. And he's not Shohei Ohtani. He's not a guy that you're going to, turn the other cheek to, transgressions. I think that if you're a Clippers, unless you're a Toronto Raptors fan that enjoyed that one year retreat with Kawhi, I don't see how you can like this player, how you can forgive it.
Well, I think that's a part of it that I don't say isn't discussed, but is something that people aren't even talking about. They're talking about the deep business dealings, but you're talking about a player that hasn't come out, hasn't said anything positive, negative, or the other. You're talking about a player that threw the Spurs under the bus because of injury concerns, but throughout the rest of his career, there have been huge injury concerns. He goes to the Raptors. He has a magical season with them. And then when he goes to the Clippers, he plays 50% of the games. He doesn't seem like he's all that partnered with his teammates. He doesn't seem to be really care about, like you said, the little guy. Hey, this didn't happen. Even if it's not true, this didn't happen. This is what the real story is. I'm sorry that the aspiration employees had to go through this. There's no type of emotion or feeling. There's just a person that is collecting the money. And I wouldn't even be surprised if they void out the contract, that he doesn't go back to the Clippers. I think that he does not care about the organization that stood up for him and has paying him. I mean, it's about money. So I don't want to say that he should not care. He should care only because of the money, but there is an organization that has put a large sum of money behind a person that plays 50% of the time. And he seems to not want to either A, be in front of it, or have any conversation that would exclude him or stick up for anybody that is the small guy in the organization. And I think that shines a poor light on him. And like you said, it's hard for us to think that Steve Ballmer and the way that he presents himself is doing something like this and knew about it. Maybe that's the way he made his money. But when you say that this happened with Kawhi Leonard, it's more believable because he's so unemotional. He cares a lot about the money. He wants to get the most amount that he can, and he doesn't play all the time. And it feels like there is more of a negative connection to Kawhi Leonard than there would be to Steve Ballmer because he doesn't have that connection with fans, personnel, or even teammates. So it'll be an interesting play to see if silence is what is important to him and if he comes out of it without saying anything, if that's the best play for him. Because I really do think that if they do void that contract, I wouldn't be surprised if Kawhi Leonard goes somewhere else, even if they don't have the salary cap ability to do it.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of players that are apathetic about the feelings of the fans, and they have no obligation to them other than to go out there and try to play winning basketball. I'm thinking of players that this would be a tough, this would be a tougher pill to swallow because they're so likable. And the first name that comes to mind is Mikal Bridges. I don't know how I feel about Dame Lillard and Milwaukee. He spent such a short period of time there. Results were ultimately underwhelming, but I don't think the Bucks fans feel quite as scorned as 1 in 5 Los Angeles basketball fans that might like the Clippers.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. It feels like Kawhi Leonard, when you link him to a team, you're not sure who to link him to. His best performing years are with the Spurs. He won a championship with the Raptors and barely played and got them out of the first round multiple times with the Clippers. And there's just not a connection that makes you want to root for him. So they don't have to care about the fans. But in the court of public opinion, Kawhi Leonard isn't winning any contests anytime soon for sure.
Adam Silver said it would be incredibly difficult, despite the fact that Paolo Torre claims that the $2 million Dennis Wong investment is the smoking gun. Adam Silver kind of says we need more overwhelming evidence to take action. So this probably wouldn't happen. But I think that, despite all of this, the most devastating thing for the Clippers would be if Steve Ballmer is forced to sell the team to an unknown going forward, because I think that he's done a lot of great things in, with the other team in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think the interesting aspect of this is we talk about the idea that the NBA play owners are circumventing it. I think that's why you're not going to see any type of punishment that comes down.
All right. Hello to everybody listening on the AFN. This is the Saturday show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with Jeff Rich, Shane Koenig, and Daniel Ogden. And we'll be right back.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? Most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Sports Overnight America.
All right, welcome back, everyone. It's the Saturday Show with Shane Koenig, Jeff Rich, and Daniel Ogden. A lot to get to, and not a whole lot of time to do it. So I'll start with the lighthearted thing first here. Shane, do you play golf recreationally at all?
I do. Not well, okay. But I do.
Okay. I don't play well either, and you know, just put it in perspective, Jen got me a new golf bag for my 46th birthday. I turned 47 in July, and it has not seen the outside of my house since I took it out of the plastic wrapping that it was shipped in. I put some golf clubs in there for sure, but even when I've got, you know, on the one occasion that I went to the driving range, I just pulled out my driver, my seven, and my pitching wedge to go to the public course down the street here and hit a small bucket of balls at that. But when I do play, and I typically play with my brother, my father, and my stepfather, and they all live in Ohio. So, but when we do play, there is nothing higher on the scorecard than the dreaded snowman, the Ocho. And you can't do that on the PGA Tour. I don't know if we if we didn't have that gentleman's etiquette, how often I would not only go into the double digits, but maybe approach 20. And one of the more notorious golfers out there, I wouldn't say one of the more successful ones, but notorious for his attitude, notorious for his power, before we had the likes of Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau out there, that John Daly had a 19 on a par 5, and he finished the hole. I mean, this is reminiscent of Kevin Costner on 18 in Tin Cup.
There it is.
19. Do you think that you've ever legitimately had a 19 on a single hole playing golf?
No, because here's the reason why you don't get a 19. When you hit it into the hazard, you don't stay in the same place and hit it again. Normal golfers take the drop and advance their ball forward. So that's what made it a very tin cup type thing, is that he kept hitting it from the same spot and hitting it into the water again, and then hitting it from the same spot again, one in, one out, hitting three, and then he does it again and again, and then he finally hits it over the water. Most normal golfers hit it into the water and then drop it on the other side of the water so they don't have to do it again. And it made me laugh when I said that there you go is because, or there it is because I thought of Tin Cup too. But the difference is that happened in a major and he made it a hole in one eventually. I mean, not a hole in one, but he hit the shot in the hole rather than just over the water. So John Daly definitely living in glory for all of the wrong reasons at this point, but it definitely reminded me of Tin Cup. And I was thinking about that myself when I was like, could I do something like that? And I think the honest answer is no, because I would just move the ball forward and get the water out of the way rather than keep hitting it into it over and over again.
Yeah, there's a course out in Mesa, East Mesa, that my father and I used to play called Apache Creek, and it did have an island hole similar to Sawgrass on 17. But the etiquette of the course was very clear, is that you drop after you put it in the water on that hole. And I have fortunately made the green probably the last three or four times that I've played that course, out of a total of like six or seven. I won't tell you what happened on the first couple times I played, but you can figure it out. All right, I want to get that out of the way because I didn't want to get that in, but a lot of Major League Baseball going on, and it's the National League has surprised me how much the wild card has opened up over there. We knew that we were going to have the division race between L.A. and the Padres. Daniel, we have dismissed San Francisco. You're in San Francisco. And we have dismissed San Francisco throughout the season. They were behind the Reds, who I didn't think were catching up to the second-place teams in the, the Cubs, the Mets, and the Padres, or, if it so happens, the Dodgers. And San Francisco's been hot, and there's a there's a legitimate shot at the wild card getting a little bit shaken up there in the National League. Daniel, your thoughts on how the Giants are playing and how surprising or unsurprising this might be?
Yeah, so the Giants have been hot and the Mets have definitely been not. they've pretty much caught up to them. I think it's like a half a game at this point. Yep. Giants walked off the Dodgers last night. Patrick Bailey, home run in the 10th. Pretty surprising. But I think kind of what happened was, at least from what I've seen, is the lineup essentially, it's kind of funny because earlier in the season it was almost like they could just score three or four runs. They'd win every game, and now it's the opposite, where the pitching has had some issues, but they're scoring plenty of runs. But I think what's really happened, honestly, is both Adames and Devers have settled in, and they actually feel comfortable in San Francisco. The team has really kind of gelled, which I don't think usually happens when you go on like a 8-game losing streak or whatever. They had lost like, 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 11 or something, and then now it's basically reversed. They've won like 11 of the last 13 or something. So they've kind of been streaky all year, and if they can stay hot through the end of the season, they might be that team that's sort of hot going into the playoffs that you don't want to play. But they're a very good team.
Well, we talked about it earlier about finding with the Jaguars, about them trying to find an identity. It feels like throughout the ups and downs, they've now found that identity right in the middle, right in the right time, right to make a run to the playoffs and the wild card, and hopefully they can take that and even go a little bit further and take that into knowing their identity, know what their strengths are and coaching to it, and having the lineup set that way will allow them to have some success in the playoffs, hopefully.
Yeah, the regular season doesn't matter. It matters how you're playing in October in Major League Baseball. The regular season is really just a qualifier to get into the tournament. And I could point out the St. Louis Cardinals in 2006 that were 4 games under 500 and just ran roughshod through the National League, and and ultimately took down the Detroit Tigers in the World Series that year. Speaking of the Detroit Tigers, they've been my prohibitive favorite to win it all most of the season. I thought that they were budding 2 years ago. I was very surprised that Cleveland was able to take them down, first for the division and also, in their 5-game division series last year. I thought Cleveland was very fortunate to get through that, and I fully expected that Detroit would run away with, I would say I thought that they were the best team in the Central going into the season, and a lot of that hinges on the presence of Tarek Skubal, last year's American League Cy Young Award winner, on the mound. This team in Tarek Skubal's starts is like 33-8 over the last two seasons. They need him. And he can't, worst news you can get as a Detroit Tigers fan is on September 12th to see Skubal walk off the mound due to something physical. really, there's a lot of unknown out there. It might be nothing, but when you have a player that has, you know, has been pitching for so long that said that he experienced a new type of pain and he wasn't sure what it was, I'd be very concerned at the potential for Detroit to make a deep run. They're a very good team. 1-9 in the lineup. They're outstanding. The bullpen's good. The rotation, I mean, he anchors it, but they're still pretty solid there. But I would, this is one of those, things like Cleveland losing Shane Bieber or Corey Kluber, one or two starts into the season where you just, you think it's going to be nothing but doom and gloom. And it would be unfortunate because I think that the Tigers have a really good shot. I think that a Detroit Philly, a Detroit LA, or even a Detroit Milwaukee World Series would be great baseball.
I go back to the idea of an identity. We've checked in with both of the teams that we like to follow, with Cleveland and Kansas City. Checked in on the AL Central every time that during the baseball season, and we've said that the Tigers have it put together. They have their young players playing well. They have consistency. They're pitching is some of the best, along with, like you said, the Brewers in Major League Baseball. If not, they're the best in the AL. And that identity has now been, I don't want to say like punched in the stomach, but they're going to have to scramble to see if they, what they need to do to maintain that strength, to maintain that identity and continue to have success going into the playoffs. Unlike the Giants, where they're finding it now, the Tigers have lost it, and they need to find something that allows them to keep moving forward to get to that point where hopefully it's not something that is end of the year. But it sounds like you said, when you're playing a sport and you've been doing it for a while and you experience something you have never experienced before, it's usually not a good thing. It's usually not a short-term situation, but that identity has been challenged, and we'll see how they react and what they can do to try to kind of plug that hole and continue to move forward with the success they've had all the way through the season and hopefully into the postseason.
All right. Speaking of Cleveland, that 3.5 games back that they sat after competition on Friday night is just daunting at this point, because there's a 3-team race for the National League West. And it's the non-California teams out there. So it kind of fits our the flyover states narrative with Texas, Houston, and Seattle, all vying for the division title, all very hot right now. And Cleveland, as a Guardians fan, I have to sit there and think, okay, these three teams have all kinds of things to play for. And sitting 3.5 games back from, I believe that it's whoever it isn't between Seattle and Houston at the moment, but you got the Texas Rangers in there between, with about 10 games or so left. It's very hard to think that Cleveland is going to take over two of them while three of them are vying for the division. I think that the Seattle Mercenaries, we talked about Adames and Devers in San Francisco, but the Mercenaries that the Mariners brought in from Arizona are starting to click with the rest of the team there, and they went from being very cold, I was dismissive of them just 2 weeks ago, to very hot. And they might win the division. Houston might win the division. Texas might win the division. But you have to think that unless the Red Sox really struggle down the stretch here, that the wild card teams are going to, that there's going to be a wild card team from the American League West, and there's going to be a team that's very good that's going to be on the outside looking in when it's all said and done. And I don't think that you can even insert Cleveland or Kansas City or Tampa Bay into that conversation at this point.
It's what Major League Baseball wants. We talked about it last week. It's been teams that I was positive that the Royals were going to be competitive, and then they faded. And Cleveland is still in it, but like you said, it's skeptical. The Rangers, if you talk to them in the middle of the season, they were doing okay, but they would have definitely been excited to be two games out. That Seattle and Houston are battling, and they have, especially when you talk about Seattle, the Astros have they did make a big trade. They did get Correa back, but they kind of stood pat. with what they had and maintaining what they were doing. And Seattle brought in players to try to catch up, and that seems to be working. So anytime that there's a playoff, you're always going to have a team that's on the outside looking in, and it's with the expanded playoffs, it's a bummer that there's going to be someone, possibly the Mariners, that have had challenges with the playoffs looking on the, from the outside looking in.
All right, we'll squeeze some college football into our final segment. We got to throw it to a break right now. This is the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's
800-262-3903. Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Saturday Show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Shane, we touched on this a week ago. Some conference realignment has wrecked some traditional rivalries in college football, including Texas and Texas A&M for a brief period of time while Texas A&M took the exodus to the SEC first. We have Pitt in the ACC, West Virginia in the Big 12, and I guess we got over our business decisions, and we got the backyard brawl again happening on Saturday. Does this mean as much to you as it means to me to see some of these traditional rivalries take place despite them not being conference matchups anymore?
It does. I mean, the fact that Kansas and Missouri finally started playing football again, and it took since 2011 for that to happen. I love the rivalries. I think that they should be a huge part of college football, even with the big business that happens and the money that comes in through through television deals, seeing the colleges themselves and the student body and getting involved in those games and the geographical connections and how close they are. I think it's super important to keeping the sport moving forward.
Okay, Tennessee, Georgia is probably the game to watch for SEC fans this weekend, but a couple of non-conference games, and it's good to see the SEC is actually playing these, and I think that the safety net of imperfection still getting you into the playoff allows Texas A&M to schedule with Notre Dame, for Alabama to schedule with Wisconsin, and we've seen a lot of 50 and 60-point margins so far this season, but I like teams taking chances and playing big games. You know, we started off with Texas and Ohio State, so I'm very happy about that. One note before we go, the downfall of Colorado in, you know, 20 seconds or less, what do you think there?
A lot of flash, not a lot of substance, and I think that that is coming to fruition right now.
All right, for Daniel Ogden, for Shane Koenig, my name is Jeff Rich. This has been the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.